As I walked down the road with my harp and my pack, I met with a stranger whose way crossed my track. He fell in beside me as onward we walked. It seemed like he knew me the way that he talked. He had no rucksack with him and no heightened gear, though he wasn't a local man that I could hear. We stopped for a rest and I laid down my load, but he sighed and said, "It's a long weary road." I offered him water, he declined my canteen. He'd got some from a woman at a well where he'd been. I asked if he wanted to eat, but he said two men he had met took him in for some bread. I said, "If your foot's sore, I've liniment here. Thank you kindly," he answered, "but never you fear. For a lady I know, she anointed my feet and dyed with her hair all the ointment so sweet." "So what can I do for you?" I asked in despair. He said, "Give me a song to that auto harp there." "But I'm just a simple folk singer," I cried, "and I'm just a carpenter's son," he replied. So I gave him a song that I never had heard, though I found every chord and I knew every word. He applauded me when I had strummed the last bars, and I saw that his hands were both pitted with scars. "I know you," I gasped, and my heart filled with dread. And aware of my meanness, I lowered my head. "I'm footsore and hungry and thirsty," said he, "and I'm sure you've met many a poor man like me. But there's people can give them enough food and drink, and of bodily comforts there's more than you think. But you can regale them your harp on your knee, and whenever you sing for them, sing one for me."